After years of deliberation, the Hillsborough County Commission voted to buy the Brooker Creek Corridor in northwest Hillsborough County and connect it with the 10,000-acre Brooker Creek Preserve in Pinellas County. The Environmental Land Acquisition and Protection Program, or ELAP, will bid for $60 million in bonds for purchasing lands. Forrest Turbeville with Hillsborough County Parks, Recreation, and Conservation says this will include the Brooker Creek Corridor, ensuring uninhibited movement of wildlife.
It's really good in that for wide-ranging mammals, deer, lots of wading birds, when you are able to protect a large contiguous area of land as a preserve, you're going to be able to incorporate diverse ecosystems, everything from uplands, sandhill, pine flatwoods, all the way down to your wetlands, your cypress domes, your bayheads, your creeks. And that's really what you want to see when you are trying to protect a large regional preserve. You want to see that diversity of ecosystems to provide the most benefits for both wildlife and, in this particular case, water quality.
Turbeville said water quality has been a special concern since Tampa Bay Water is allowed to pump 12 million gallons of water per day from Odessa to be sent to Pasco, Hillsborough, and Pinellas counties.
Because we're protecting a large recharge area for Brooker Creek, and Brooker Creek flows directly into Lake Tarpon in Pinellas County. So it's providing those water quality benefits as well as benefits for wildlife.
Local residents like Steve Morris, a board member of the Keystone Civic Association, applauded the acquisition.
I think it's a great, great thing to happen in the Keystone Odessa community. The Northwest County is the Cosme Odessa well field and several other well fields that provide water to Tampa Bay Water. So by having more land that's open, it provides a recharge. When you cover it up with asphalt and buildings and cement, then the water can't get back down into the ground.
And with the land approved for ELAP preservation, the water supply will be further protected. Tom Adderhold is also a board member of the Keystone Civic Association and is running for Kevin Ambler's seat in the House of Representatives. He says that since Keystone is a wellhead protection area, the aquifer will provide critical water supply.
So literally everybody that takes a drink of water anywhere in the three counties, that's Hillsborough, Pasco, and Pinellas, drink our water. So they're all tied together. So anything we can do to better manage our water resource, which is another big issue, by the way, we need to be doing that. Acquiring this land is a step towards securing our one source of water for the future.
Hillsborough County will acquire almost 1,700 acres of Kay O'Rourke's property for preservation through ELAP. The cost will be $20 million at about $12,000 per acre and is funded by a referendum approved by a large majority of voters in the 2008 election. ELAP acquisition manager Kurt Gremley said O'Rourke recently offered to sell the property.
The owner just contacted us and determined that she was prepared to sell the property, and we were very thankful for this opportunity and these results of months of negotiations, and that's what we're proceeding on right now. The ordinance and the tax-free bonds will restrict it from any other use. We're hoping to get the Water Management District to participate in this preservation as well, so that we'll have two government agencies involved in the preservation of the site.
So developing the land for any reason will be difficult. Gremley says the Hillsborough County will ask SWFMA to provide joint funding for half of the $20 million acquisition costs.
And when you have two government agencies involved, there has to be an overwhelming public necessity for conversion, not just a profit motive.
Laura Swain was once vice chair for the Hillsborough County Planning Commission and conservation chair for the Tampa Sierra Club, and says Hillsborough County started talking about purchasing the property more than 10 years ago when it was put on the A-list for ELAP.
Since then, there were several times that the county tried to negotiate to buy the property and it didn't happen. And so we are thrilled here in Odessa and in the Keystone area that it's being purchased. It helps so much in preserving the Brooker Creek watershed area. The Hillsborough County taxpayers voted overwhelmingly to continue the ELAP program. So it's from the taxpayers' money at their mandate saying we want to preserve environmentally sensitive property. Along with that, I believe that they're also going to be hoping to get funding from SWFMUD as well, because part of the Land Water Linkage Study co-sponsored SWFMUD, Hillsborough County, and the Planning Commission, one of the goals was to preserve the Brooker Creek watershed.
Cone Ranch is a public land that Swain anticipates should also be acquired by ELAP.
Everything I'm hearing and seeing suggests that that should also go into the ELAP program. It's in public ownership. It needs to get put over into ELAP, however, whatever it takes to do that.
The Hillsborough County Commission will consider acquiring Cone Ranch at its December 16th meeting. Again, Forrest Turbeville with the Hillsborough County Parks Department.
Of course, you have outright acquisition, which, you know, is on the table. There's also some other proposals to pay it off over a certain number of years. And I think the county just wants to make sure it does the best thing, not only for Cone Ranch, but for the entire ELAP program. Of course, we still have a lot of sites through ELAP that need to be acquired, so we don't necessarily want to spend all the money on one site in one shot.
The county is expected to close the sale of the Brooker Creek Corridor on December 17th. When fully open to the public, the site will have access from Tarpon Springs Road, including parking, equestrian access, and walking trails, depending on another public meeting on the final design. For more information, go to WMNF.org/news. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.